Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to It's Complicated with Jennifer Golden and Lauren Leonelli, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated.
The struggle is real when you're dating in the city.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Jen.
Oh, hello everyone. Today we have Kellen Coleman in the house. You guys know Kellen if you have eyes and you watch TV, because she has been on, and let me just list all of these shows: The Office, Heart of Dixie, Rizzoli and Isles, The Mindy Project, The Newsroom, College Humor, Men at Work, Hot in Cleveland, The McCarthys, and most recently Young and Hungry. Kellen has been busy on the big screen as well. She just got finished shooting 5 movies, you guys.
Just 5.
Only 5. No big deal. Flock of Dudes. P.S. I like the titles of all of these films, yeah, and cannot wait. Flock of Dudes, Better Off Single, Dirty 30, I mean, hello. The True Memoirs of an International Assassin. I mean, I hope she's like a crazy spy in that one, but we will ask. The Bellman, and she also just finished a miniseries called Big Little Lies. Crazy busy.
So busy. We want to know how this little busy bee finds time to date, how she deals with flocks of dudes, get it, being dirty and in her 30s, and if she thinks you're better off just being single.
We are going to grill this chick because we have so many questions, and we always ask things like, if how do you make it work if you're busy, and you know, I really want to know what's going on in her love life and her professional life.
Absolutely. Everyone's perspective is different in how they do the things. So we'll get it done with her.
We will get it done. But first, we're going to fill you in on what we've been up to over the weekend and the last week when we air our dirty laundry. So I had a weekend full of like love from little people. And Jen, don't fret. It's not the kind of little people that you're a little bit weary of.
Phew.
It's
got nervous.
Children.
Okay.
So I had a birthday party for a very special little boy that I love so much. And I went with my guy and his daughter. And I love her very much, too. And it was so nice to see the two of them play together. It kind of warmed my heart a little. And it was also very nice to be a part of a couple with the group of friends that I hang out with a lot that are couples and they have children. So that was nice, because although my friends, I mean, I don't really have friends that like are around their significant other, boyfriend, wife, husband, and children, that are like very, you know, they don't make anybody feel like an outsider. Like, you know, there's a couple single girls that ran in this group as well, and none of us ever felt like we weren't included in the things. We'd go on vacation with them, or we'd have Thanksgiving or Easter with them, and of course they're all with their couples and we're like at the kids table, but they never made us feel like outsiders. It just was nice to finally feel like I could relate in that I could be part of the couple. And even my guy friends were joking and calling me Julia all day, and I was
why Julia?
Why Julia? Because they kept going like stepmom.
Julia Roberts.
And I was like, you guys are funny and that's cute, but also you're making fun of me, I think. But it was really nice. And the little boy's birthday party, I love him so much. I'm very close with his parents, and he at one point told me, I love you so much. You're my best friend. Just like, I can't deal. It's just a lot. And yeah, so I had a really good time. I had a barbecue on Sunday with the guy that I'm seeing and his daughter and a bunch of friends. We watched the Patriots and drank beer, and like, it was just good. Like, we just put it together last minute. It was like our friend Noel was coming over, and then these other people were coming over, and we like got food and just made it, and then drank beer and hung out and played cornhole. And I stayed over and all weekend, and got to like wake up with him and his little girl, and she was like snuggling in bed with us, and then we walked her to school on Monday. It was basically a slice of life, doing like the normal everyday things that I've been really wanting to be a part of, and I got to be, and it was like, it was just as good as I thought it was gonna be.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really great.
So did you like pack a bag and like plan?
No, because I didn't plan any night on being there. It was just like last minute. Like Saturday night, I ended up staying because we were at the birthday party all day, and then his daughter really wanted me to stay over, and it just like happened. It was just like, okay, I'm just gonna stay. We fell asleep at like 9:30, so it was like, yeah, cool, old people. And then a Sunday again just happened as well. It was like, I'm just staying here at this point. All of our friends left at like midnight. I was like, I'm not driving home now.
Oh, wow.
I've been drinking beer all day. Like, I'm just going to stay.
That's a late night for the little one.
Well, she was in bed early, but we were up late.
How could she even go to bed with all that fun happening around
her? I know.
Her?
It's, hey, you know what I like about it is that I have very good friends that still live their lives even though they have children, and like, we'll do that. Like, the kids go to bed and we will stay up partying.
Love it.
And it's fun.
Love it. That's called balance.
Yay!
Yay! So I had a pretty imbalanced weekend.
Oh, no.
Well, it was mostly because, again, I spent it with all my girlfriends. And I think it's just like one of those times where, like, we're all sort of coming together for a variety of reasons. And not that we don't always come together, because I do see them pretty regularly. But like, again, like I said last weekend, this was another weekend where it was like every single day, like different groups of girlfriends.
Yeah.
So Friday night, we had a girls' night dinner to help a girlfriend get over her guy that she was seeing, who was actually going through a divorce. And she just decided it was too much to handle. And he decided it wasn't fair to put her through that, and also aww, like he just couldn't really commit to being in a relationship when he's got all this other stuff going on,
right?
So we had a dance party, which was really fun.
Oh, those are the best.
And like impromptu, and like we went crazy dancing and like took a million photos, 182 to be specific.
Oh my god. Yeah, I saw a couple of them and they were very cute. And Jen was mauling animals.
Yep. And I was also performing my dance that I normally do. And
oh,
like friends were taking pictures and videos because they were like, wow, didn't know you had that in you.
Dancing with the stars over here.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I'll just say that like I like shook it.
I want to do that for my birthday.
It was so much fun.
Can we
I recommend
do that?
Yeah, I mean, I recommend dance parties all the time.
I love dance parties so much. And Noel said his goal for 2016 was to dance more. That Noel is our mutual friend, and I think we should all go dancing more.
Listen, I'm in. Tell me. I mean, I'm going to Miami this weekend.
Oh, that's
so I
right.
might be dancing all
you
the
will
dances.
Be. Oh shit.
It's like, you know what? It's funny because like you can take the girl out of Miami, but like
no
I
way.
Certainly still dance like I'm from Miami and like definitely think I'm Cuban or something, but it's like songs come on, there are certain kinds, and I just lose my mind.
Yeah, and also you're going to come back so charged from Miami with your dance moves. They're going to be like right there ready to go. We've got to let them out.
We've got to unleash the dance moves.
Unleash them. Release the hounds.
Exactly. We're releasing them out of my hips. So we'll be dancing shortly. Plan it. So when I get back, I have something to look
forward
to.
Okay, good. I'm planning something. There's lots of people who want to dance. Let's
plan
it.
Okay. Amazing. So that happened. And then we went to Soho House after the dance party. And it's funny because I ran into some guys. And one of them was a guy I had a crush on for a while.
Oh.
And I was like so excited to actually get to sit next to him and talk to him. And then it became sort of like this weird change in dynamic where I was giving advice.
Oh.
And they were asking, like the group of guys were like asking me about like which dating apps to be on and what their profiles should be. And I was like, oh my God, wait, now I'm looking at you kind of like you're helpless. I'm like,
oh,
I'm looking at you differently because like I'm like the teacher and you don't know things. And like,
and then you're like, am I going to run the show if I hook up with you? Like,
right.
I don't know if I always need to be running the show.
Well, and also like just sort of hearing the things he was saying, I was kind of like, wow. Oh my God, you don't even know what you're looking for.
Eee.
Like, you're real behind it almost seems.
Yeah.
And, like, you're a dumb guy that's probably dating dumb girls, and you don't know, like, you say you want one thing, but you're really going after the other.
Ugh.
And, like, I was like, oh,
the worst.
Maybe it's best that we don't date.
Oh.
But anyway, so
well,
that
maybe
happened.
That was being shown to you for a reason.
I think so. And then also, I kind of felt pretty good about my advice I was giving. I was like, hey, maybe I should have a radio show.
Maybe we should be talking about this live on air.
Oh, wait.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, thanks for listening. So then the next day I went to brunch with my other girlfriend, and she's the one that's engaged. And like it was interesting catching up with her and talking about wedding stuff. And she, of course, always likes to make things fun, kind of like us. And she's like, well, we should probably each have some rosé, shouldn't we? And we were like, wait, why should we stop at rosé when we could each have a wine flight and a champagne flight? So six glasses on the table later, we were really
you
just
shit-faced?
No, it was just because it's like a flight. So
oh.
like It was like little glasses of things, but it was so fun to try everything. We just felt like we were on vacation because we were at the Little Next Door and it was very French.
I love that place.
Yeah. Then went home, thought I was going to just like go home and relax. Got another call from her girlfriend who was like, hey, you want to go hike or like have a glass of wine? I was like, let's probably have a glass of wine instead.
Yeah.
So she came over. We had champagne actually from my birthday from 2 years ago.
Oh.
And then ended up going to sushi with our other friend. And it became like a conversation about sex. And then somehow she was like asking me for advice. I'm like, I must need to have a radio show or something.
Again.
I have so much to say about all these topics.
I love it.
Yeah, so it was really funny. And then Sunday, we together went to our friend Alex Worley's event.
Yes.
She has this brand, Empowerista, where it's empowering women to bring the best out of each other and network and like build each other up. And it's a really lovely organization.
Yeah.
They did it at the Face Bar in West Hollywood, which like has like kind of like the Dry Bar for hair, but it's like facials.
It's great.
And it was put on by her and Focus Magazine. And yeah, it was just really lovely to be around like strong women like succeeding.
Yeah.
And it reminded me that like we're on the right path doing the things. And like I don't think it's bad being a hardworking woman. And it's something that I like take pride in and also have a lot of passion in. And like I wake up every day like charged to work hard and like build my career. And no one else is going to do it but me. So like I wake up excited every day about like what's to come.
Yeah.
So it was nice to do that on a Sunday and also to enjoy the day. And then had tea with a girlfriend at Alfred Tea. And also stopped by this new thing called Moon Juice. And it was like my favorite now. So
what's that?
It's like another juice company, but it's like Eastern juice instead of like just greens. It's like supercharged with fairy dust
with moon juice.
Yeah. And like super like cool stuff. So I recommend everyone check out Moon
Maybe
Juice.
Lance Bass is gonna go to the moon and get some juice and bring it back and start his own company.
Well, I'm gonna go not to the moon but to Miami, so I'll bring back stories next week when
I return and
dance moves. Also, while we're talking about things, I really want to just say hello to our friend John, who we haven't seen in possibly a week. And we miss you, John. And if you're listening, we just want to say hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I thank you for listening. And also, I just want to circle back for a second. The Empowerista event, I didn't even realize until after, like, how great it felt to be invited. You were talking about being on the right path, and I knew what it was. And then once we were there, and once I started to hear Alex speaking, and once we spoke to all the other great women there, I thought, these women are so amazing. This is so cool. I'm so glad I got to meet them. And then I took a step back after the event and was like, wait a second, were those women?
Yeah.
Like I didn't even, I was like outside of it until I was in it. And then after it, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like that's how Alex, who I totally think is amazing and look up to and admire like all of the things she does. Like that's how she sees us. Like she grouped us in with those women.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even like put it together until after. And I just felt like proud to be part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
And, all right, well, we're going to pack up our emotional baggage because I just almost started crying. And we're going to meet our favorite celebs in baggage claim. So, okay, so I had that barbecue event on Sunday and all this talk about football and the Patriots and people with kids and blended families. You know, speaking of all that, let's hit up Tom Brady because he just was interviewed and opens up about Giselle and their kids. And he talks about how, you know, he kind of lets his little girl get away with anything. Like, you know, because they've got two, he and Giselle have a boy and a girl, and then he has a boy from a previous relationship.
Yes.
So they've got a blended family, and he was in a previous relationship, and he's in the public eye, and they're all in the public eye. And, you know, they talk about how they need to, you know, spend time together and make time together. And I think, again, it goes back to what we say, that being busy is an excuse. He says making time is, like, something you have to focus on, even if it's, like, going into the backyard to hang out. But I do love that he said that his little girl, like, all she does is just smile at him and she, like, gets whatever he wants. And I wonder, maybe this is why girls get, like, a princess complex or mentality when they date men. Because they're like, I know all of my guy friends that have little girls. They're like, oh, my God, my daughter. It's like, she's going to get whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think maybe that's where that comes from. And then I like how Tom Brady, first of all, he's very attractive. Let's just start there.
I mean, who doesn't love Tom Brady? But
Who doesn't? I do.
I mean, I like that he talked about how their relationship goes through phases. And, like, you're different when you're 25, 35, and 45. And if you grow together, that's also a constant maintenance that you have to have. So he says that it's just fun for them to grow together. But it's something you have to pay attention to. You have to, like, go through the things together.
Absolutely.
So I like that he pointed that out.
And it's interesting coming from a man because, like, for them to open up about feelings and, like, that love does take work and you know, all of that jazz, I think it's really interesting to hear.
Even when you're those beautiful people like them with the quote-unquote perfect life.
Yeah, and I like things still take work.
They do.
So speaking of work, Amanda Seyfried is engaged to her boyfriend and co-star, Thomas Sadowski. So they were in Last Word together. And, you know, we always ask, like, people that come on the show, like, have you ever dated a coworker? Like, you know, that kind of thing. And apparently these two did. And after, like, less than a year of dating, they're already engaged. Yeah. And that's amazing. She was with Justin Long before.
Yeah, forever.
And they were, like, really public about their relationship. But her and Thomas Sadowski were way more in private.
Yeah.
And Thomas and Kellen were actually on the newsroom together. So
right.
I wonder if she wants to give us a little insight into what he's really like, because I think he's so cute.
Oh, so cute.
Oh my God, I love Thomas.
They're
Sadowski.
Cute together too, and I think they're, like, both of the age where they, like, know what they want, you know? It's like the whole thing, like, in the Tom Brady interview we talk about all the time, like, you're different at different ages. Like, she's at a different time in her life where she is more focused and knows what she wants potentially, and that's maybe why this happened faster for them.
Well, also, I think you go through a certain amount of relationships and you come out of it, like, after a certain point do you really need time to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I do think there's, like, a recovery period, but, like, you don't necessarily need to keep finding yourself after every relationship.
Totally.
Unless you lose yourself. That's a different story.
Different story.
If you come out of a relationship and you were the one who wanted to settle down and get serious, now you are actually, like, ready for the real thing, so that you come out of it and you're like, well, the next thing, if it's good, I'm going to want to keep that thing.
Totally agreed.
So it might have happened quickly for these two, but you know what? When you know, you know.
You
so congratulations
know.
To these two lovebirds.
So cute. And other lovebirds here. We've been hearing a lot about Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. And also, P.S., I watched their show. Holy shitballs. Whoa.
Yeah, I watched it too.
I don't know that I can continue to watch it.
It's like a train wreck.
I mean, her weave game is on point.
Yeah.
Her diamond encrusted rose gold Rolex is cray, and she does not fuck around. And
no, she does not.
I don't know what else to say about them, but we've been talking a lot about them. They're in the public eye, but all of the other Kardashians are as well, because don't forget, by the way, Tyga and Blac Chyna have a baby together.
Yep.
So let's all remember that little triangle.
King.
And now Tyga and Kylie Jenner are now not engaged. Don't get it twisted, but she Snapchatted a engagement ring. Or a promise ring.
Oh, my God, and it's huge.
It's huge. And it's like, she said, if this is my promise ring, I want to know what my engagement ring looks like. She's way too young to be doing these things. I am sorry. I'm going to have my opinion here. Also, what a fucking mess with the things, with the people and the babies and the, I can't. It's like, could not be more stereotypically crazy, trashy Hollywood.
Totally. I mean, that ring, though, is so cray, and I think maybe they did that because he was, like, rumored to be going through, like, some kind of financial issues.
Oh.
So go buy a diamond ring. That'll make it better.
Cool. Perfect. That makes so much sense to spend your money on something like that.
So much sense.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
God.
What else makes sense is signing up for this new app, guys, because obviously there are not enough to go around.
No, there are not.
Precisely is a free dating tool that offers precise search filters to help you identify your most compatible matches and discover your type along the way, which I think sounds brilliant, and I'm probably going to test it out because I test every app
out.
You do. And this one actually makes the most sense to me. I wish I thought of it myself because it takes the guesswork out of it. And sometimes people don't even know what they're looking for. And they're, like, scrolling through all these humans on these dating apps. And, like, there's not enough information given. So how the hell are you supposed to know if that person's a love match for you? You just don't know. Someone might write their height, or they might write that, like, a quote from a movie, or they write something sarcastic. Like, do you really know if that's going to be your soulmate for the rest of your life? Probably not. Or they post a few photos of them with some random dog they borrowed and some niece or nephew, because that's what everyone puts in their dating profiles. But this one says you can get specific, you know. There's filters for people like that match your lifestyle. You can refine your search and find precisely who you're looking for. Discover your type while you're at it, because there's a trending page that's like your personal database.
What do you think is I'm trying to figure out, though, like, what exactly is different about this? Like the video feature?
Well, right? I think the trends page.
And the trends page.
Because it's the exact percentage of types of people who like you and you like.
Yeah.
So those people, like some algorithm, I mean.
And I feel like you would really like that.
Totally. Yeah. I'm like totally into
it. You want the numbers.
Yeah. And so also, like, matches disappear if, like, somebody writes you and you don't write back. Like, yeah. They just go away.
But I like that, because then it's like, I'm not responding for a reason.
Right.
Hello.
But also, I wonder about, like, how they match in the first place, because don't you both have to swipe right? Oh. We don't know. We got to test it out.
I don't know, actually. I didn't get that from what I read about this, but I think maybe you should test it out.
Because I volunteer myself as tribute. I will test it.
I think you definitely should. And I like that it's discreet, too.
Me too.
But, I mean, that's most of the dating apps, but I do like that it's discreet.
Yeah.
And guys, we have, I feel like somebody is here. Is that Kellen?
It is.
Hi. Hello,
guys.
Oh. Just thought I'd ring the doorbell.
You were so polite to ring.
Thank you. Welcome in.
Yes. Guys, it's so good to see you.
It's so good seeing you. It's been a while.
Pretty ladies.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
It has been a while.
It's been a while since we've seen you, because you probably have been, like, not seeing anybody because
you're so busy.
I mean, semi-busy. I feel like I'm not busy at all, but
what?
I don't know. I'm right now, I'm like, oh, gosh, I just want to be doing 85 things.
Because that's what you were just doing, so now you feel
sort
like if you're
of.
Not... I feel yeah. like there's been a lot going on.
A lot
going on, yeah.
I mean, we're going to talk about all those things. Sure. Like, I mean, what, 5 movies?
And a miniseries?
Yeah, that's... I mean, it's so weird that they're all coming out now, because they've been made in the past few years, and then all of a sudden they're all coming out this year.
Yeah,
that's funny. So do you look the same in each one if they're filmed at different
probably
times?
Not.
No, I think she does. I feel
there's
like
probably a weight fluctuation, because, you know, it depends on if I had just been on a vacation or not.
True.
Or if I was like, oh, an offer came in, okay, and then just didn't have time to prepare. But
right,
we'll find out very soon.
Okay, well, we want to know all about those things. But first of all, we need to know. Okay, so we know Kellen through, like, a circle of friends.
Yes.
Like, a big circle of
Huge.
Friends. That is always, like, kind of different. Like, there's always, like, a core group. But then, like, whenever these parties happen, it's like, you never know who's going to go. All of a sudden, Kellen's here. Yay! Or someone else is here.
Yeah, I'm a floater, I'd say.
I feel like we kind of float in and out, too.
We do, too.
It just depends on what day the barbecue is.
Well, you know, guys, we just have too many. We have so many different groups of friends.
We're so popular.
We have flocks of friends.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Flocks of friends and flocks of dudes.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
See what we did there? But we always talk about this, and we like everyone's perspective. But, like, how do you feel about, like, dating in the circle of friends? Like,
do you
do it? Do you not do it? What do you think about it?
You know, I think I wouldn't be opposed, but I guess maybe there's a subconscious thing, because I haven't really dated any of those people in that group of friends.
Okay.
And that's interesting. I feel like I made out with one of them, which
we could probably take a wild guess.
But like by accident, sort of. I mean, it was like Halloween, whatever.
It happens on Halloween.
Yeah, but, I mean,
it happens for everybody on Halloween.
Oh, you do? Totally same person.
Totally.
I'm not going to jump in on that one.
No.
But I mean, you guys, this is hysterical, by the way. And also,
That's hilarious.
You know,
what's a mouth like an Eskimo sister? What's a mouth? We should come up with that if anybody.
Let's think of that.
Yeah. We're like kissing cousins.
It's maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different. That's like some of my family one of my sides. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoopsie.
Nobody's ever done that.
But
I am from the South. I mean,
so it's possible
that
you just don't
that's
know.
That's a stereotype. Not true.
But how do you feel? Like, this is my thing.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not like the smartest thing to do that, because then what happens if you guys end up getting together and then you break up, and then what happens to the circle of friends, and it's weird.
Yeah.
But like, you also can't help who you like.
And if you're around the person, it's like familiarity, and it's like just so easy.
Familiarity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Familiarity.
I need more coffee.
It's my favorite new word.
It's a new word.
Familiarity. It's when you're familiar with guys named Gary that are in your friend group.
Right.
And you only hook up with them, and then everyone else does.
Exactly.
And it ruins everything.
Think about how often that fucking happens.
No, I feel
like everyone knows Gary, so.
Yeah. You know, there was like an instance where in a group of friends where someone brought someone somewhere, and then I was like, oh, that person. And then it was all weird, and, you know, it just like there was tension built and made by other people that
yes.
were like not involved
that
and
happens.
Got involved. And I didn't really know that friend that well, and I didn't, you know, I was very respectful of it. But then I found out later certain people that were like kind of pinning us against each other were making it very dramatic. And
oh boy.
Yeah, so I think it can get very hairy if people aren't respectful of each other, and maybe if certain people, like if the person that you're into is confusing and doesn't like straight up say their intentions to one person or the other, especially dudes, man.
Ugh.
No offense, guys, yeah. But I mean, it's I feel like we as women would much rather you go, like even if it's like, hey, listen, I'm not, I don't really want, this is my guy.
Everybody. I like your guy
like
voice.
It.
Hey, I can go even lower. Hey,
it's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Thanks. My name's,
Gary.
I think it's, well, sure, Gary. I was going to go with Jake for some reason, but,
from State Farm?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gary, and, I'm just, you know, listen, I'm like so out of a relationship, and I'm not really wanting anything right now, but, like, I think you're hot, and, like, I would just want to hang out with you, but, like, I'm not going to be in a relationship.
Like, at least you're told us.
Yes.
So give us the option
yeah.
to be like, okay, let's just have
sex.
You know, make, yeah, let's just yeah. do it. But at least we know, and then it's our decision. But if
yes.
you, like, play these games or don't tell us because you're trying to, you know, like, oh, she knows. No, we don't probably
We don't.
Know.
We
no.
think if you want to hang out with us, you like us
yeah.
and possibly
if
want to marry
you give
us
attention.
Right.
We think the guy that I am dating at first was not, like, he was not, I wasn't really either, but he was not totally there. Like, he was out of a very serious relationship, but he's a really good guy, and he took me on amazing dates, and it was fucking confusing. It was like,
yeah.
I feel like you really like me, maybe, or you're coming off more ready than maybe you might be or not be, because you're taking me, I feel like I'm on
well,
the
how did you switch it? How did you make it?
Well, I mean, it just took time. I mean, we both had to, like, slowly ease into it, and then things progressed on their own in a slower manner than I think maybe normal, but it was confusing. At first, it was confusing.
I have such a sitch, though, about it. There's a guy that I, like, there's, I mean, listen, I like 85 people.
But tell us about what.
Wait, well, you like people. I don't like anybody, so.
I just got out of a phase where I liked no one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few situations. I mean, because I'm, you know, I'm open, and I'm just kind of like had a really bad heartbreak a year ago. And so I'm kind of like, you know, a year has gone by. So I think I'm just starting to open up again.
Yeah.
So, you know, unbeknownst to me, apparently. Unbeknownst, whatever.
No,
one
no,
of those.
Potato, potato.
Sure.
Familiarity.
Familiarity, everyone. So, I mean, one person I've known for years, and we just reconnected because his friend just married my best friend.
Whoa.
So we were kind of hanging out, but he had a, you know, in a groups, but then he had a girlfriend, and then all of a sudden didn't have a girlfriend, and then he, like, admitted that he had a crush on me forever, and I was like, huh? So we started hanging out. It's been very slow because there's also a lot of pressure because everyone in our group of friends is like,
Ross and Rachel.
I am really hoping for it. I'm really
yeah.
hoping for it. So it's, you know, so it's going a little on. We were at the wedding together and it was so fun, but then he was away for a month, you know, and it wasn't like,
right.
you don't go and act on it right away. But then
there's
another person who I was into, and he was in a long-term relationship, probably going to marry this girl. Maybe was supposed to marry this girl. It broke up. Then I hung out with him. He asked me to hang out. Didn't, you know, think anything of it. And then something happened between us.
Oh.
But then kind of were just, I guess, then I saw him somewhere else a few months later. Got friend-zoned it so hard.
Ooh,
like,
why?
Like, he was like, come hang out. I want to see. We were in another state. And then I saw him. And then he was like, oh, do you want to share a cab? And I was like, sure. And then kind of cheek kissed me and was like, all right, see you later. I'm like, wait, what?
Why would you do that? Why would you invite me in your fucking cab and then cheek kiss me?
I know.
And like also share a cab and go separate places.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You get your own cab.
But and we've been, you know, crossed that line. And I'd be into it again. But and then we hung out recently and I was so excited. And then it kind of the same thing happened.
Did you ask why?
I haven't, because I also want to stay friends. So I'm kind of not being open. I'm not like, listen, dude, what is it? Because, and it's weird because after, you know, we did hook up. Ooh, after that, after we did do something, he expressed interest in like it happening again.
Right.
So it wasn't like I'm just like something bad happened and he wasn't into it. Like, listen, I was great.
Oh, it was not you.
I'm making out because I'm a virgin. Just kidding.
But she is a virgin. I don't know how you keep them, all these flocks of dudes with your virginity.
Oh, yeah. So she did it again.
But wait, though. I feel like you should 1,000% say something because you guys are... It's not like you're not the situation is there whether you bring it up or not. So it's not like all of a sudden now you're bringing something to light that's like something in your own mind.
Right, it happened. It's like real.
I feel like he is probably just so not into it and not over her for sure. There was mention of like, well, I'm probably not ready for anything and I just haven't met her yet. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm sitting next to you. So I think that's probably a clear sign.
Yeah.
But sometimes also, even if the person was in front of you, would you see her? Because you hear about people like, I like this guy right now who, for you know, I've known for 9 years and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, really? So... Hmm. I don't know.
But who do you feel like you're more going towards? This other guy that's not over the girl or the 9 year guy?
Well, you know, the 9 year guy is someone who is like great, checks all the boxes. But it's a different thing, kind of like taking your friendship into that zone.
Yeah,
and
totally is.
You know, and because usually I see a dude and I'm like, oh my God, I want to kiss him. Oh my God, come here. And then you like get to know them and then you either find out if they're awful or if they're like great, like you thought. So you build the friendship kind of after the initial attraction. Well, this is, first time I met him, I thought he was really attractive, but I actually ended up making out with his friend, so who was also super hot. Yeah. And then that guy was a D-bag. So now this guy, you know, we've been friends forever, and he's a great dude, and now it's like going into that romantic zone. So it's going backwards from what I'm used to.
Uh-huh.
And I already know he's fabulous, but like, okay, is that sexual?
You have to take your time with
it. I've been there too, and for mm-hmm. me, like, I have different friends where the, like, one I'm not attracted to, but I want to be.
Mm.
And the other one, like, I am attracted to, but I'm like, I just don't know because, like, we're friends. Yeah. Like, it's like, you just don't know until, like, it happens and it, like...
I mean, it started to, and it's like, listen, I am attracted to him. But he's great and hot and all this stuff, but... I guess there's so much more pressure on... It's not just, like, since you already know the person and you're close to them, it's kind of like... Great if you're sexually attracted to them, but since you know them and like them, it's like, can this last for a while? Because it's not just going to be a hookup unless it's a friends with benefits thing.
Right.
But he's so wonderful that can this sexual attraction last?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
I think that it just takes time for a couple reasons, because A, you need a transition, and that is... not the normal way to do it. Mm-hmm. Normally, like you said, you see somebody and then you go.
Yeah.
This is somebody that you have to, I wouldn't even say move backwards, just look at in another light. And I think it's going to take having experiences with each other to see how that goes. And it sounds like you're moving slowly for other reasons too, but maybe there's a something universally happening for a reason to make
it
slow.
He's also so cool with... taking it slow, which is like, he's like, I'll be here, you know, like I'm like, oh geez,
yeah,
he's
wow, really, what a good guy. Yeah, and he really likes you. That's important.
I know.
You
have to pay attention.
Just have the battle that they like you.
Yeah, but we're both actors.
That's okay. Okay, so hold on,
are you is that against policy for you?
No, see, I've never had that policy, and since my dad's a musician, you know, they say you like go, you know, like subconsciously for, I said subconscious, by the way, like maybe 10 times. But they say you go for people that are like your opposite sex parent, which not that looks like them people, but you know, that has qualities similar to them. And my dad's a musician, so I feel like I do like the artistic person who gets what you're going through and understands this industry, because it's hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God. But, it makes it, it's a little difficult. I mean, I've had, I'm not very competitive with people I date, and I'm not, I want them to succeed, but I've had issues with them being, feeling insignificant or feeling...
In comparison to
yes.
you.
Yeah. And I never tried to make them feel that way, and I never...
Well, that's on them. That's not you.
It's such a weird business, though, because of the fact that there's so many ebbs and flows. So, like, someone could be up, and, like, if you meet them when they're up, they're so, like, confident and excited. And then, like, especially with men, they need to feel like a man. So they need to be successful for them to even be okay. But then, like, if you're more successful at a point, they just, like... feel kind of lesser than.
Yeah, and as women, you know, in like we're all in this industry, in this room, you guys. We are kind of, you know, loud body, you know, hopefully entertaining, strong women, and that's hard for a lot of men. I mean, obviously I'm not going to date those men cuz they can't handle me.
Yeah.
But It's interesting to find someone who says they're okay with that and then actually be okay with
that. Yeah, that's what I struggle with, too, all the time. We talk about it. Like, I need an alpha male to be more alpha than me.
It's hard. Because then also when you put two alphas together, like if I'm alpha female and there's alpha male, it's it can be a lot.
It can be.
Butt heads,
you need the right type.
You need the right type. Yeah.
Like, I think it needs to, like, kind of, like... flow. It needs to be fluid.
Well, it needs to be fluid, and also I feel like you need to find moments where if you're both going to be alpha and that's both what you need, you're looking for that in somebody else, you need to let that person have their shining moment. Like, let person be alpha. Doesn't
take
mean you're not. Exactly.
Support them.
Exactly.
I would love to do that. Ryan, you know, Ryan Gosling, listen.
Oh, I was like, kidding. Who's Ryan?
You don't need you.
Is he your number one? Is he your, like, celebrity? Who's your number one celebrity crush? Who would you be so freaked out to do a sex scene with? Who would you just die?
Yeah.
I guess him.
Yeah. I mean, right?
I mean, he's like everybody's, but the weird thing is that I've liked him since he was on a Canadian TV show called Breaker High, which was like about a high school on a cruise ship, and they went all over the world.
Different than Drake's show.
Different than Degrassi. And also, and it was on like the Wham network in the States. And then he was also on a show called Young Hercules. Like, he was such
I remember that.
Little nerdy, funny. He was the funny guy.
And the Mickey Mouse Club, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was so a little too cute. Young for me to like. On that one, I was like liking JC. See Justin yet because he was so young.
He had like those little curls.
Had those curls for a real long time, honey.
But he's like my far reaching, he's super happy and has two babies now guy. There's like ones that are actually single.
Okay, like who?
Oh, God, I should not say that.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, God.
Helen, you could put it out into the universe right now and make it happen.
Listen,
or into the radio.
I did the other day tell a casting director some one of their names, and I was like, do you know him?
And just make it happen.
Set us up. It's not a big deal.
Would you, if you're like wary about dating friends within the group, would you date a co-star or someone you're working with or someone on set?
I've done that. Well, have I dated them? That's a good
okay,
one.
That's fine. Dated or intermingled. Or made sex.
I think made the sex. I think that it happens kind of, you know, when you get so like deep and intertwined with people and kind of have this experience that you can't really have with anyone else. It's like when you were in theater when you were younger.
Yeah. So incestual.
It's very, very incestual. Everyone ends up making out with everybody.
It's like emotions are running rampant.
Sure. And you're just like, open like a wound and everything can get in there, you know, cover with a damn Band-Aid. I don't know what that means to you guys. I have no idea.
I don't either.
So I have done that. Have I ever dated? Oh, I have. Ooh.
Yeah.
I just remembered there was one dude who, I mean, I was in, I guess it started as infatuation, but I swear I saw him at the audition and I looked across the room and I was like, who is that? Yes, that's like, feels weird. And then he actually, like, we did this weird thing where after the audition, you know, I came out of the room, we kind of looked at each other and we were like, I was like, what was your name again? And he said his name and I was like, yeah, I'm Kellen Coleman. Like being like, remember it.
Yeah, like, don't forget me.
Then I didn't tell him to look me up. He found me. And, like, wrote, you know, I have to say I never do. Like, something, like, I felt so weird. Like, I knew that I had to write you. And I, because, like, there was something. So then we ended up both getting the job, playing fiancés.
Stop.
Yep. And we didn't even know we were going out for the part opposite each other. And then we were, like, in Chicago for 2 weeks. That was way off. 2 weeks in like a 4-story brownstone.
Nice.
And my room had a spiral staircase off it to the hot tub.
What?
Yeah. So it was like, it became like a Tory love affair. And then, but it, he basically messed with me for 2.5 years.
Whoa, that's a long time.
Yeah. So, and he's, I mean, I just recently like, you know, we connected again, but he basically was like, no, I can't hang out with you. And I was like, great. He's like, yeah, I would get in trouble. So apparently he has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
But he like, he didn't know that I could see that he followed me on one of the social media things. And I was like, oh, hey there. Ah. He was like, you saw that? Oh my God. I didn't know you could.
How do you know you could see when people follow you on anything?
It's social.
It was Snapchat, which you can't really, like if you have a bunch of people that, I mean, he had no idea how it worked.
Okay.
So
I don't know how it worked.
It sucks though, because I would have loved to just like get together. But it seems like every time we catch up,
it turns we catch into up. That's why he said I can't hang out with you.
Well, good that he knows that there's something there between you and that he's got boundaries.
No, that's good because that he hasn't of had a lot of yes, and I wouldn't do that to her. And she also, I don't know her at all, but from what I've stalked, she seems super, super cool and nice and beautiful. And they should have babies together. No, don't. I'm
let's be. I love that you just said that.
I
so
mean, let's
candidly.
Honest. Yeah.
But also, can I just Everyone say another it. Thing? Like, I love that people call it stalking because like I guess that's what it's
research.
It's not because it's all out there.
It is not stalking. Takes like skill and time and like
darkness and like being in someone's
hiding.
Yard.
This literally is you touch your phone and it is right there. It takes zero time, zero skill. It's just like it's not stalking. It's looking with your eyes. It's not
however,
that hard.
When you end up down the rabbit hole, six people deep into someone else's family.
That's different. That's
and
different.
Their ex-boyfriend or girlfriend.
Have you done that?
I will say You've maybe one it. Time, yes. So that, I think, teeters along the line of stalking because you're using deductive reasoning.
Yes.
You are making assumptions. You've made a spreadsheet and maybe one of those investigation boards, and you've connected dots.
Like Carrie, like Carrie on Homeland. You've like connected the things and you found Abu Nazir.
I will say,
you found him.
I will say that with the dude who like friend zoned me.
Well,
me.
I don't know that they're
creating words.
Yeah,
so,
it's fine.
I did do some research and I was like, wait, this can't be a date. He's with somebody. And then I like finally, and then I got to a place where I was like, oh, I think he's not with someone. So like, is this a date or not? And then of course, he walks in and I'm like, how are you? He's like, And I'm like, he's like, you didn't hear? And I'm like,
oh,
okay, this is not a date.
Shit.
And it wasn't. And then it ended up being
But at least you were mentally prepared. See, sometimes you need to know what's going on behind the scenes, and social media can provide you with mental preparedness.
But, speaking of preparedness, we need to prepare for all these things coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about each one of the five.
Please, because there's so many.
Well,
there's so many.
Certain ones. Okay, so the first one is I have a premiere next Tuesday, and I think it comes out it's the 23rd. Okay, so there's these I went to college with Mamrie Hart, who is a big YouTuber, like millions and millions of fans, has a book out, and Hannah Hart. I didn't go to college with her, but she's also in it, and then Grace Helbig, who had that show on E! So it's the three of them, and they work together a lot, and they and Mamrie had this part, and she was like, you know, would you be interested in doing it? We'd really love to have you. And I got to play Hannah Hart's fiance. So, you know, got to smooch a girl and it was great.
Ew.
Yeah, she's so cute. Oh my God. She's like like so funny because she's like tiny and blonde and I am so tall and brunette and just, it was like the complete opposite world.
Cute couple.
Yes, such a cute couple.
I bet.
But that is coming out on the 23rd, I think. Like,
where can we see it?
Select theaters and on demand. I think you can, there's a Dirty 30 movie.com, I think, and you can pre-buy it or whatever.
Fun.
And they have like
it.
You would not believe the millions of fans that these girls have, and you know, rightfully so, but so adamant, these fans, especially Hannah's. So I hope they know that I come in peace and I love her too.
Great.
Yeah. And then after that I have a movie, I believe it's October 7th. Jeez, what are these dates? Better Off Single, which used to be called Stereotypically You.
I like Better Off Single.
Yeah, right. That's with Aaron Tveit, the guy. He played Danny in the Grease Live.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Lauren Rogan, Seth Rogan's wife.
Yes.
But she's her own being, an artist and great actress. And Abby Elliott and Cal Penn and
great
all these awesome people. That's coming out. And then, oh Lord, there's so much. What are the other ones?
There's Flock of Dudes.
Flock of Dudes has this incredible cast, and it's been like, we're like, what's going to happen with it? What's going to happen? And then finally it was purchased. I think it's going to Stars and On Demand. A lot of these indie movies now are just going straight to those forums like Netflix and all these things.
Yeah, great.
Where people are buying them.
Flock of Dudes?
Flock of Dudes, it's like Chris D'Elia, Skylar Astin from Pitch Perfect.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Oh God, there's so many people. Eric Andre, Hannah Simone from New Girl. Hilary Duff, I think, is in it. Ray Liotta does a cameo. Brett Gelman. Brian Greenberg.
I love Brian Greenberg.
What's her? Jamie Chung. Mario Lopez does a cameo.
Wow. That's so like, everyone's in this movie.
A lot of people are in that movie.
All of the flock of people.
Flock of people. Yeah. And then, there's something. I mean, there's a very interesting new thing I do. You may see my butt. Maybe it's a stunt double. I guess you'll have to.
What?
See. Yeah. For comedy's sake. I don't know. I did it. I went there.
Okay.
And then I guess there's one called The Night is Young with Matt Jones from Breaking Bad. He played Badger.
Okay.
And Eloise Mumford, who is from 50 Shades of Grey. She's the best friend.
Kate. Oh, yeah.
She's the best. I love her. And then Dave Hill, who's everyone in LA. He's a great improv guy. And then I have a miniseries on HBO coming out, I think, next year, February, which is Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Shailene Woodley, Laura Dern,
what?
Alexander Skarsgård, Zoe Kravitz, Adam Scott. Oh God, am I leaving
Holy
people out?
Cow.
Yeah, I'm a supporting kind of Greek chorus character in that, but I'm in every episode. There's like seven of them. The biggest one, I guess, is I have this movie with Kevin James coming out on Netflix, which I think is the biggest movie I've done.
Okay.
And it's true members of an international
assassin. Okay, wait. Yeah. Are you like a fucking spy in this shit or what?
Damn it, no.
Okay.
But I do start all the problems in this movie.
Well, that's typical.
Yeah, it's, you know, Kevin's character is writing a book and he's writing a memoir of an assassin, a fictional book. And I'm this, you know, go get him New York editor. And I find him somehow, I think online. I meet up with him in my office, which is Starbucks, and I tell him I want to publish his book. I immediately publish it online because everything's online, and I, you know, might have published it as a memoir, and then he gets kidnapped and to Honduras after going on Katie Couric. That was fun. She was in the movie. She's awesome.
Oh, my God. This is huge, Kelly.
Yeah. And then he gets kidnapped and like to Honduras or something. And everyone wants, because all these people want him to do hits for them. Do hits? What do you say? Perform hits?
Well, yeah.
Hits on people, kill people.
Schedule hits? I don't know.
Yeah. And so it kind of happens because of my crazy
dude. And then he has character to really make it real.
Yeah. And then he basically, by accident, becomes a spy, and I've seen it. The director Jeff Wadlow, he directed Kick-Ass 2, so he's really good at comedy and action. And I saw a teaser reel of it before it was even, you know, they were editing it, and it looks like a for real. I'm not talking like fake funny spy. It's a real, like, Kevin really went and did all this action. He is actually a very athletic person, and he's a bigger guy, but he's so athletic, it's, you would never believe it.
Oh my God, this sounds so good.
I can't
so
wait. When does this one come out?
Yeah,
that one they just turned into Netflix. They told me November, but they might be changing it.
Okay, so we can see it
on
Netflix.
You have so many things coming out at the same time.
Yeah, but a lot of it are, you know, those indies that you've been hoping for and waiting for a long time. So, but the big ones, the HBO one and the Netflix one, and then I think that the YouTube girls movie, which is called Dirty 30, I think that those fans of those girls are going to really
push.
Love that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be big for them. So I'm happy to just, you know, ride that.
You're
YouTube
all over
out.
The place, too, market-wise. I love it.
I don't know. Who knows?
I think you are. It sounds great.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well,
I'm
just everyone,
on.
Just keep doing
what you're
just
doing.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Ride the momentum of all of that. And for your fans, where can they all find you so we can keep up with, like, all the things coming out?
I am on Twitter, is at Kellen Coleman. And I guess I'm on Instagram as well, is at Kellen Coleman. And then Snapchat, I think I'm Sadie Goldberg.
Why?
Because that's your middle name. Isn't your middle name Sadie?
G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G. Yes, someone told me, my middle name's Sadie, but someone told me like not to tell people why that's my name because they could look me up. And
well,
like,
then you can't ever, you need that for your
alias. I wanted
to
change it. Okay. Oh, God, my legs are so long, I just broke the table.
It's all right. No big deal.
It's nice to have long legs.
You guys, this is so fun, your show.
So fun.
Do you do it every week?
Every week. Come back anytime.
I mean, let's listen. I have a lot of dating stories.
stories.
Yeah.
I have weird ones, too.
Good, because we need weird. To. Okay, we need then we need to get you back in and talk about weird shit.
There's just not enough time, guys.
No. Well, there will be on
our
I need to know
about y'all's dating. Like, you're seeing someone, you're...
I am not seeing anyone.
Single? I mean, am I?
I'm super single. I'm really
I feel like it's like I'm dating someone, you're in the process of starting, and she's just getting there. It's like a whole circle of all of the different types.
It is also, if you wanted to hear about our dating lives, you could actually just listen to our archives.
That's true. Maybe I'll have to go back for years. How many years?
Almost one.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
I mean, thank you.
It's been really
special. I should have brought you flowers.
It's okay.
Thanks.
If
well,
only I'd known.
You know what? You will come back in a few months after all these things have come out and some developments have happened with this guy.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, just be working on 8 more things.
Right.
And then we can talk about all of it.
I think we should.
And which of the movies were horrible. Just kidding. Well,
They're all great, right?
Yeah.
They're all going to be amazing.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in for next week's guest, John Berger. And don't forget to follow us on social media at Complicated Show and tune into our YouTube show tomorrow, Two Drunk Girls at 3 p.m.
I want to be drunk with girls.
We're going to thank you guys for that, too. That's happening. Okay, yeah, we deliver this content for free to you every week, and we know that you have a many shows to listen to, and we are thankful that you come back to our show. So thank you for listening.
Yes, and we love hearing from you, so... Don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes and keep the comments and ratings coming. We love it.
We do. Rate high.
Yeah. 5 stars.
And tell a friend.
Do that.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Okay, guys. Thank you again for listening. You can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Instagram, and my website.
Oh, yeah. And you can find me at Jennifer Golden. That's Jennifer with one N on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, my website, Google, everywhere.
You have to throw those in.
I need way more forms.
You need way more. I'm gonna get more, too. Okay, guys, we'll be back next week. Until then,
love you long time.
Love you long time.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to It's Complicated with Jennifer Golden and Lauren Leonelli, only on LA Talk Radio.